and Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
To Ticket for Rip.
Thanks, Dez. 256 DMNO.
Happy New Year, Jake. A1 Locksmith brings you Dan's son.
I would like to welcome in the hardline. It is Bob and Corby.
Corby Davidson.
Bobby.
We're becoming more used to saying that.
Still weird.
Very, very weird, Bob.
I kind of expected I'd get to see Mustache today.
Nah, it's a one-day deal.
Did you shave, or did you grow out the rest that fast?
I just used the no guard.
You seem to have some Zubavian beard traits.
An awesome mustache.
That's fast.
I think Bad Radio has upgraded its mustache game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe your old man could do that. I don't think Chappie can pull that off. He doesn't have the Fred Flintstone features that you do that you can allow you to do that.
No, but he's still a pretty hairy fellow. My brother, on the other hand, cannot grow a beard to save his life, and it's like the only thing we have over him.
What a woman.
He's got little bitch legs.
Wow.
Just nude.
Man, you guys look like identical twins.
Genetics, bro.
When you shave, did you shave it down to a very tasteful Charlie Chaplin?
I do it every time.
Good. If I could, I would.
By the way, this would be a good opportunity to promote. Tomorrow, Trey has called for the ball. He says, I have a bit.
I do. Alternative show ideas.
No!
I'm sorry.
You want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
stun the people.
And that's what I am concerned with, Bob. I mean, it's not Bob and Dan making decisions anymore. It is now Jake and Dan.
Much better for it.
There's a different flavor.
I've cut the brakes.
But the thought is...
Wild card!
Do we preview this a little bit and see, does this...
Let me ask you this.
Does this rise to the standards of what we would want on Noon to 3? Or do we say, Trey, you have earned your stripes.
You didn't preview Bear Stew when you listened to it on the trip from L.A. to Oxnard, so how'd that work out?
It wasn't on the air.
What are you eating?
Are you eating on the air?
You've been here for 2 minutes.
You've been off the air for how many hours? I can't.
Well, it's not now. It's not now.
The break.
I got a full sandwich over here. Mark that.
Weird brag.
Good Lord!
I can't believe you're eating on the air. You of all people.
You taught me.
Hello,
Dad.
Hear Jan's new commercial?
Hello.
That's great.
Is that real?
Jan McDowell
real
is real.
Real as it gets.
I know she's real. The spot. I thought y'all did that.
No.
That's a real spot.
She's running for something and
just like Patrick Mahomes,
we got ads.
I'm a Red Raider.
She's great.
Hello, P1s. Last time that I saw...
All right.
Is it true?
Oh.
What a dumbass.
Kempanzee reached over with his foot that is actually a hand.
And, again, I thought it was a bit. I'm sorry. I got lost. I'm sorry.
Maybe after the election.
By the way, my voice is kind of on pitch.
Man.
Just saying.
Well, I thought Gordo invented that character 19 years ago, Bob? 20?
McDowell?
When Grand McDowell would call and be upset that I was eating on the air.
Eating
it was her only rule. Told me one thing before I left Cleveland and came to Dallas. Gave me one piece of advice.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Don't ever, Dan.
Eating on the air.
Ever.
You too, boys.
Do we have that audio?
It's there somewhere.
Well, today is Wednesday, February 19th. The 50th day of the year. We made it to 50. 316 days left in 2020. Let's see. On this day in 1968, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood made its network debut, beginning a 31-season run.
Pretty much a power down for the kids.
Now?
Yeah.
Just in general.
Like your high school age kids?
No, no. Like when I was a kid, I was way more pro Sesame Street early.
Oh, I was on board with Mr. Rogers.
It was kind of the Rockford Files of the kids shows.
Well, maybe because he spoke to me and
a problem with the Rockford Files.
And Trust me.
I was from a broken home.
Well, I wasn't from a broken home, but I was from the next worst thing, which is a home without cable. And we're used to being force-fed these shows that society has elevated. But you know, if you only had four channels.
4chan, we called it.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
On this day 10 years ago, in a televised 13-minute statement...
I only had four channels on
Wait a minute.
The Rockford Files.
When was this?
To be on one 24 hours.
No, you wouldn't. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would.
What do you got going on here?
10 years ago today.
A 13-minute statement. 2010. Okay. Is this Tiger 90s, Woods? 90,
Tiger Woods. Like Look that. At Corby. Knows everything about golf. Admitted infidelity.
This is the one with Momsen right next
God,
to him.
God, dude.
And acknowledged receiving therapy.
Imagine doing that with your mother 3 feet away, and you're at a podium, and you have to admit to the world that you have a sex problem.
What she's if, threatening to hit you underneath the table.
She's holding her. She's holding her wooden spoon.
Right.
What if the gimp was 3 feet away, sitting there?
Maybe that's why he's got the sex addiction problem in the first place.
Whoa.
Go on.
Today's birthday.
So it's. What's her name? Catilda.
Wasn't what you said. Almost said right there.
Catilda and the gimp are sitting next to each other.
At the press conference?
Yeah.
Different corner.
And he's just kind of, the gimp is sitting there with his hand on his chin going, yeah.
And they're asking the media, please identify who the question's for.
What do you think they did for his sex therapy?
Wait, I think someone answered. Hello? Hello? Is this a ticket?
Hello? All right. I can't hear you.
It's the ticket.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while. Hang on, L4G.
All right, let's see if they will answer. Maybe they heard us laughing and thought, I can't talk to them. Hello, is this Cumulus Media?
Yes, sir.
Hey, who's this?
This is Reception.
Well, what's your name?
Lucas.
Lucas, how you doing? This is Dan McDowell from The Ticket.
Do you see fake Bob in there anywhere, Lucas?
Not yet.
Okay.
What hours do you work?
I told him to be on the lookout for someone that looks exactly like me.
Wait, Soroy has a question for you.
What hours do you work?
Till 5:30.
Anything else?
That was a question. Or like my standard hours?
Mm-hmm.
Usually all day, Monday, Friday, and afternoons, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What's your job?
Do you like being chief of police?
Hey, could you hook us up, Lucas, with Pam Mole Man?
Pam.
Oh, the Mole Man.
It's Pam's birthday, so we want to call her on the air. Have fun.
Yeah. Is that an M or an N?
Yeah, can do.
We're good. Just the highest level of inconsiderate BS, man.
Okay, hold on, Soroy. Thanks, Lucas. Country music.
Banger.
It's like Saturday.
Have you ever listened to that on a Saturday, Jake?
I still ski on the weekend.
You think Pam is at her desk?
This is Pam.
Hello, may I speak to Pam?
Yes. This is Pam. Hi,
Pam. Hey, this is Dan and Bob and Corby and Jake and Trey, Ty, Mino, and Line 4 Guy wishing you a happy birthday.
Yay! Hey!
Thanks, everybody.
How's Hans?
How old are you?
I'm very old. I'm really old.
How old?
Yeah.
Bring it.
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you more than 45?
You're an older demographic.
I'm in the tickets demographic. Yes. No, I am older than 45. I'll give you that. Yes.
Are you less than 55?
That means she's very experienced.
Yes, I am less than 55. Thank you.
Perfect.
There you go.
50. Big 50.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely, yes, the perfect wheelhouse.
No.
Yes. I wish you guys could have ordered up a prettier day for me, though, because it's kind of yucky out there.
Oh, I know. Bleh.
Yeah.
Well, at least there's no fire alarm today, huh? Am I right?
Well, yes, there's always that. No fire alarm.
Wait.
Although I would not put it past you guys to try and pull something silly like that.
Mike Soroy had a couple of questions for you. What was the first one?
Okay.
What hours do you work?
I work as long as I have to get my work done. So I know it's ugly. I'm usually the last person here. I like to think that I'm just really not very efficient.
What's your job?
What is my job? I kind of do all of the national stuff, you know, all the stuff that comes through national advertising. And then right now there's a lot of political that's going on, so I do a lot of that too.
Yeah, just the highest level of inconsiderate BS, man.
Hold on, Mike. Don't yell at Pam.
I get to listen to all of the political spots. It's tons of fun, I have to say.
Well, Pam, you're a delight, and we just want to wish you happy birthday because it's our tradition to do so. We love you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for including me in your tradition. I love you guys.
Mike, are you curious at all what time, you know, she wakes up in the morning or anything like that?
Do you want me to start a chart or something like that?
You say chart?
Chart?
Mud?
Chart?
Okay. No, I didn't say that. Chart with a C-H-A-R-T.
I'm sorry.
No, you pronounce it.
You guys are
close.
You guys are bad. You guys are bad.
All right, Pam.
But I still love you.
We used to be.
I love you. See you later.
All.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Tinkle.
Pam.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, you hang up first.
Bye, Pam.
Do they have wings out there?
Is her name spelt like Hans's last name?
Yeah.
It's the same?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Gruber? Daughter of the Mole Man.
We need more Mike questions.
I really don't know. Yes, we do.
Fire in the there. Morning.
Yeah, we need that one isolated. Elsewhere in birthdays from P1s, Curtis Weaver says happy birthday to Melinda Beth. She is 39. Her leader is Julie's Wineglass.
Ah, yes. Every lady's leader.
Did you guys see there's a new Melinda event coming?
The flying Melindas?
Yeah. Over
here?
A volcano.
Ooh. Yes!
Okay.
March 4th.
I'm going.
Taryn
writes... Is that local?
What, are you going to try to get 100 levels around the volcano, or what?
Pleasant Grove.
How do I get VIP tickets around this volcano?
This is from Taryn, but not our Taryn. A different Taryn?
There can't be.
Knock off.
She says, happy birthday to my hot hubby, 44th birthday, P1 Dave Wichterman.
Dave.
From his hot V1 wife.
Dave.
So
I woke him up in that special way. His favorites are Dingu and the snake.
Same.
Thank you.
Now, she would like a joke. She says, can we get a joke from Line 4 Man?
I am Line 4 Man.
She's,
I like the way that sounds.
She ends with thanks from his hot wife. Enjoy the pics from Taryn.
Yikes.
And,
Saw them.
We don't request these pics, but this is the kind she chose to send.
Good grief.
There appears to be not a lot of clothing on.
She's wearing house shoes.
On Taryn.
I'm going to need a copy of that, Dan.
All right, we will get you that.
At L4Man.
In exchange for a joke.
Well, that seems fair.
For Taryn.
So, you know what, Dan? Somebody asked me the other day how I view lesbian relationships, and apparently in HD wasn't the correct answer.
All right.
No way!
What do you think of that, Trey?
Oh, I get it.
Hey, I like
it. Oh, good.
It.
You got it.
I was looking for the live, all right. He gave us that in the meeting today. He was like,
That's Trey's grading system for whether a joke was good or not is whether he got
it. Yeah, I got it. All right.
I don't know if that's a joke. Yeah. That means it wasn't good.
Right. That's it.
It's a music.
Oh, gee.
All right, full replay of that tomorrow, too.
What is that music?
Vampire Weekend.
Oh, so sleepy, Trey.
P1 Mark says it's my son Shane's 24th birthday. Leaders are Mike Reiner and the great Donovan.
We all know that.
And also the birthday of P1 at Telito.
Oh, good dude.
Telito.
Is he Hispano?
The great tell.
It sounds like a chip.
Yeah, but not like your friend who's full-blown Chinese. He doesn't appear to be full-blown, but...
Okay.
He's full-blown.
He's a small tell. He's legit. A telito.
Look into
tamale
that.
Maker or something.
Like Justin.
You just called him an elite tamale maker?
He posts pictures all the time.
Of elite tamales?
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
you can do that at home.
Speaking of that, Bob.
You're pretty good at it.
My full-blown Chinese friend, Joe Sun, wants to come up and meet you.
Okay.
But he requires that you call him FBC Joe. Full-blown Chinese Joe.
If you're
down with that.
Can he prove that he's full-blown?
Yeah.
Does he have his papers?
Oh, yeah. Got them all.
His papers?
Is there any other
Yeah, like when you get a poodle. Corona.
I forgot you're breaking up a little bit there.
Elsewhere in birthdays, local sports birthdays include Rob DiMaio.
Oh, wow.
Of Cinco?
And June Jones.
Whoa.
Coach of the Houston, hold on, Leathernecks.
You know, called him Coach J.
What are they?
Think like
Roughnecks.
Oil rig workers.
Yeah.
Okay, Roughnecks. All right.
What's a leatherneck? Just somebody's out in the sun too much?
Kind of sounds racist.
It kind of does.
It might be. I'd like to withdraw if I've offended any.
That is a term for the Marines.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds nice.
Semper Fi. Do or die.
So the Houston Marines.
Also, Dave Stewart in sports birthdays, as well
Are
as...
Are you sure it's Dave Stewart of sports or Dave Stewart of music?
It's of sports. That's He's the, got a really funny voice.
Hey, everybody. How
That's
you
the
doing?
Pitcher on Stewart's lunchbox, I think.
We also have Roger Goodell, Jeff Daniels.
Good day, mate.
Justine Bateman. Have we seen her lately?
What's Roger Goodell been up to since he was fired?
That's right. Corby guaranteed he will be fired within the next 3 days after the handling of this Ray Rice.
I love Blair Witch, too.
Justine Bateman. Okay. Not bad.
Still doing good. Still pretty hot.
Oh, Ty barely likes you, Justine.
Yeah.
Benicio Del Toro.
Very high bar.
Haley Solid. Duff. Remember Haley Duff, Bob?
Yes, I do, Dan.
Isn't she from...
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Does Benicio Del Toro overact?
I don't think he has to with that face. It looks like he's overacting, but he's got such pain face.
Good Lord, he's only 53?
Richard Damn, Matt.
Benicio Del Toro, you killed my father?
Doesn't he look like he's always in pain?
Yeah.
He played the Wolf Man.
Mark.
That was a drop.
Also, we have the birthday of Seal.
One name. Who are you, Seal?
And Millie Bobby Brown.
Ooh.
Who's now 16.
16. Okay.
So she has three names.
I got a countdown for her.
For Stranger Things season 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, season 4.
See, I can save you, Trey.
Trey?
That was very disturbing there.
It's Trey. Right.
Well, by nature, yesterday, if you're referencing a countdown clock, it's pretty distasteful no matter the
target. Well, hold on. Yesterday, she was 15, and he comes in with, I got a countdown on her.
Well, now she can drive.
Yeah, I got a countdown on her.
Now she can bring flowers.
She
can
drive away.
I think the bad Bobby clip countdown started when she was like in sixth grade.
That's different, bro.
By the way, how old is she? Is she 18 yet?
I don't know.
You've changed a lot in the last 5 years.
Mino, how old is she? Has she made it? She 18?
No.
I feel like we've been doing
He's
that
still
for
got a clock.
Forever. How many kids does she
that's
have
what I'm
now?
Saying.
How many times
Shut
has she
up,
been to
Jake,
rehab?
I'm talking to Trey.
Right at 400 days.
So she's 16?
Or bad Bobby.
Yeah, I guess she is.
Oh, we're out of time.
God.
Born on this day, now dead, you have Karen Silkwood.
Oh, great movie.
And Falco.
12.
I get Silkwood and Norma Rae mixed up. Is that okay?
Five.
Hold on.
Then they both deal with like...
Hold on.
What?
I have Dead on This Day Still Dead also. We have Harper Lee.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Spare.
No. Great book.
She wrote one book.
She wrote two books.
Steve Kordak.
Was like the greatest of all time.
Who is considered the father of the modern pinball machine. His innovations include dual flippers.
Before it was just
so
one.
They used to have one?
Every time, like, oh, wrong side. I'm screwed
wait,
again.
Pinball sucks. Wait. I got an idea.
Another flipper.
Some never work.
Hit that. Hooray.
Oh, a second flipper.
Yeah, he was burned at the stake.
A billionaire. Trial. A multi-billionaire.
We are voting the witch, known as the pinball wizard.
And died on this day, still dead, Bon Scott.
Oh,
five.
No. Four, didn't he barf three. On a wrestling bus or something?
Scott. And.
It's not always a ham sandwich.
Take care.
Gotta watch out for those ham sandwiches.